Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Denver's sports station. 1043 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
What? Oh, it's Friday? Oh, this snuck up on me.
No, it didn't.
Saw it coming a mile away. You know how else I know it's a Friday? Because Marge Schlereth isn't next to me.
Oh, buddy.
Buddy, 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 buddy. Beautiful Philadelphia. Gorgeous. Gonna head over, talk to the Eagles. Gonna play a little rock, paper, scissors. I mean, how's it get any better than that? Let this thing breathe, Vinny. Let it breathe. You come and go. Come, 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 come. We're off and rolling here on a Friday morning. Good morning, everybody. Hope you have a great weekend planned. As always, the goal here on a Friday is to get loose and get loose quickly. Mm-hmm. Because Mark, we only have Mark for an hour today. Sad.
I know. Sad face. I apologize.
Sad, because you have to head over to the Eagles.
Eagles. You
To talk to him.
Hey, that escalated pretty quickly.
Quickly, yeah.
Right off the bat.
Why do we have to bring Aaron Rodgers into this?
Right.
Come on now. So, yeah, you're going to be hanging out with the Eagles, and the question that everybody has on their minds right away is, are you going to be able to play rock, paper, scissors with Nick Sirianni?
Rock, paper, scissors. Let's see how competitive you are.
As a matter of fact, now here's the story. So I told you that Bob Lang was a long time PR guy for the San Francisco 49ers. And so, you know, you do enough 49er games, and I've done a bunch of 49er games, that you develop relationships with these guys, right? And they're cool, and they're fun, and, you know, it was great. So I text him. I say, hey, dude, what do you think? Will Nick play along? Will he play rock, paper, scissors with me? And he's like, ooh, yeah, I get this text message back. He's like, ooh, he's turned it down. Everybody who's asked here locally, the initial press conference didn't go well. He's not happy about it, you know, and people bring it up. And he goes, that's a little touchy. Like, I don't know. He goes, I can ask, but that's, I go, hey, listen, tell him this from me when you ask him. Just say the best thing you can do is embrace it. Right? It makes you authentic. Your players, and you can laugh about it. You move on. It builds relationships. And bottom line, it makes you human. And I go, I understand if you don't want to do it, but that's my perspective on it. I'm not trying to make fun of you. I'm just trying to have fun. And I got a text message back when I landed last night in Philadelphia. It said, Nick is down for rock, paper, scissors. And he wants to play horse with you.
Woo!
All right. So I'm in.
You're in. Well, I'm sure you'll excel at rock, paper, scissors. When was the last time you shot a basketball?
Dude, I'm a professional athlete. What the fuck? What are you talking about?
Whoa. Now that almost escalated quickly.
Last time, I know. I almost cussed. I almost dropped the effort.
I didn't realize that was so... So close and personal to you. I didn't even know if you could. I mean, your shoulders are so banged up, right? I mean, I didn't even think you could, like, lift your arm above your shoulders to shoot a basketball. What do you
mean? I can bench 450 pounds. What do you mean I can't shoot a basketball? Hey, listen, man. Are you kidding me? I'm smooth. I got a smooth stroke.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? MPJ, oh, yeah. MPJ-like smooth?
I don't know about that smooth. I don't know about that smoothest stroke. You know, more like, what was the guy's name from the Lakers back in the day? The Koopa Loop?
No, or you like, who was that guy? He'd bring it all the way over from the side.
Wait, right.
Jamal That's Wilkes?
Yeah. No, I actually have a good stroke.
Really?
I got a good, Yeah.
All right.
Well, see, I would have played. I played high school basketball. But no, it wasn't. It had nothing to do with injuries. The reason I didn't play high school basketball is because my coaches made me wrestle.
I mean, they made you wrestle.
They said my football coaches were like, "You're gonna wrestle," and I'm like, "Well, I think I'm." And they said, "No, you're not playing basketball. You're wrestling." End of story. And
oh,
yeah,
very, so, very, very democratic out there in Alaska, huh?
Well,
plenty of free will out there, huh?
Ultimately, you know, sometimes you're young and you think you know everything. And, you know, like a lot of the people who text into this show, they think they know everything, but they actually don't know squat. Like those people, you know, like millennials. You know, when you're 16, 17, you think you know everything, right? And my coaches were like, no, you're going to wrestle. It's so much better for you. From a leverage standpoint, from a toughness standpoint, from a mentality standpoint, like everything. And they were adamant to the point where they came to my house and talked to my parents because I didn't want to do it. And best decision they ever made for me.
Well, considering you did go on to be a professional football player, probably was better that you wrestle instead of play basketball.
Well, I mean, it was number one from a leverage. It made me body-wise, it ties things together. It makes you stronger. It is the toughest sport physically and mentally I've ever been a part of, bar none. It is so tied together. And my coach, my first coach, Joe Bugle, legendary offensive line coach, Joe Bugle, he was always commenting on, I could tell you're a wrestler. I could tell you're a big-time wrestler. He goes, that's why, you know, it all, and it just, it's funny how it translates. I don't think people don't really understand it or don't really see how it translates until you're doing it. And I didn't. I certainly didn't. I didn't understand it. I did it. You know, I hated it, but I did it, and I actually got decent at it.
Yeah, I ended up being a state champion. The only problem, of course, with you wrestling was this.
You can't hold your mud. You're a bleeder.
That's right. Yeah. They used to joke it was R-rated to come watch me wrestle.
It was
every match was a bloodbath, unless I pinned you in like 7 seconds. Like then it wasn't so bad.
But otherwise, you would bleed.
Like I did to the Huff that day.
Right.
Then it was his bloodbath.
It was the Saturday Night Ride. Well, time now for your injury reports presented by a Spine One. Both Jerry Jeudy and Ronald Darby, of course, on the IR. Bradley Chubb has been a limited participant at practice all week and is questionable for Sunday. Do you think he plays?
I think they're probably, maybe slightly rotationally, Mike, they'll play him, but on a very limited pitch count. It's on grass down in Jacksonville. I'm perplexed because Jacksonville, you know, theoretically is not very good.
You should be able to beat him without him. And you got to think about the long haul. You just do. And for a guy that unfortunately right now is injury prone, you got to manage him a little bit. And you got to try to get him as close to 100% as you can. So I'd sit him out. Otherwise you're putting yourself in a position where you're just going to be just trying to manage this thing all year long. Give him a chance. Give him another week. Hopefully he can turn a corner with it and hit the season, you know, full swing with, you know, still 15 games left. But I'd sit him out.
Yeah. You know what? I think you're right. I really do. I think you're right. It's just so hard when you're a player if you feel like, man, I can give you, you know. The smart thing, the wise thing, you're 100% right. Especially with these next two games on grass, teams you can beat, teams you're better than. I'm with you. But I know as a player, man, football players want to play.
Yep.
And I know how that works. So it'll be interesting.
All right, let's jump into it. Again, your injury report presented by Spine One, your one-stop shop for neck, back, and joint pain. Is it just me Friday? Let's kick it off next. Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan. Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors is the home of zero down. Regardless of your credit or financial situation, Siltahar Motors will help you get behind the wheel. People with poor credit or in bankruptcy can qualify for zero down and no payments for 45 days and be driving in their new car within hours of stopping by the dealership. Check out any of the cars Siltahar Motors currently has on site at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors is conveniently located at Highway 36 in Wadsworth, so regardless of your financial situation, Siltahar Motors will get you the car you deserve at sthmotors.com. Motors.com.
Oh my God, let's just get this out of the way, should we? Every time you bring up that commercial where you talk about Dr. McCracken, I always get a text. Is Dr. McCracken's first name Phil?
Right. No, it's not.
Right. All right, good. Okay. Now that we just got get this out of the way.
Yeah. But that's exactly what I thought when I went in, too. I was in there waiting, and I was like, Dr. McCracken. And I'm sitting in the chair going, Phil. What if his name was Phil McCracken? Yeah, I did the same thing. But I'm an idiot. You don't have an excuse, Dexter. Well, maybe you do.
Another Dexter, you really bench 450, I call BS.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, you'd be.
Well, you know what?
I've seen it, dude. It's legit.
I will tell you right now, since I've lost all this weight, it's amazing how much, like, what the difference between 20 pounds, even if it's 20 pounds of lard, it makes a huge difference from a strength level standpoint. But, I had a button to save. So, you know, I sacrificed a little bench press to save the button.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Somebody asks, are you going to be getting a Philly cheesesteak?
No.
How can you be in Philly and not get a cheesesteak?
Well, like, they're cheesesteak aficionado snobs. Like, if you go in and order it wrong, they ridicule you right out of the restaurant. Oh, yeah. Philly is tough that way. Yeah, Philly's tough that way.
What are you saying? You soft? You can't handle that?
No,
Big bad Mark Schlereth, who just admitted to lifting more than 450 pounds, is afraid of ordering a cheesesteak wrong in Philadelphia?
No, I'm not. But I am not. I'm currently not eating bread. And one of the great inventions of all time, aerosol liquid cheese. I'm eschewing bread and liquid cheese. Like, those are two things that I've just said, hey, I'm not going
to
eat those things.
Good point. If we're trying to save the button and maintain the button throughout the season, you might want to avoid liquid cheese.
Liquid cheese. It's going to get you. It'll get you, Mike. Liquid cheese will get you.
Liquid cheese. Here is one from Prutch. Is it just me, or should we be a little nervous about Teddy Bridgewater's play, considering the Giants' defense just made Taylor Heineke look like the next great QB?
Well, you're coming off of 4 days, and I don't know. I mean, they're not very good, Mike. That's what it boils down to. And they lost their best offensive line. You know, here's an offensive line that's really struggling. They lost their best offensive lineman. And Nick Gates went off on the cart last night with, the air cast on, which always means he broke his leg. It just is, bad to worse. So we'll see. But no, we shouldn't. I mean, the bottom line is he played really good football. Really good football. So, and the. They fight back. This is the NFL, man. Like, there's not bad players, right? I mean, you have a team that's not playing well or, isn't playing good football. It doesn't mean they don't have good football players. They're just not playing together good football. You know, they're making mistakes. They're giving things up, all that kind of stuff. So, there's a distinction, because even Jacksonville, you're gonna go play the Jacksonville Jaguars, that are an absolute train wreck. They're a mess. Doesn't mean they don't have good players. They've got good players. They've got guys who are, you know, Pro Bowl potential type players. It's just that they're not playing well in unison together. And go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say, it's like watching last night's game is
is sort of a cautionary reminder for the Broncos that you can be the better team. I thought the Giants were the better team last night.
Mm-hmm.
But Darius Slayton drops a surefire touchdown. The guy jumps offside for a field goal that would have ended up giving you the win. Instead, you give him another chance. Hopkins makes the kick. It's those little things. Beating yourself, avoiding beating yourself,
right,
is something the Broncos need to guard against, because there's no doubt in my mind they're the better team. I think that they will carry the play for most of the day on Sunday. But just, you know how we always like to joke, Chargers going to Charger?
Right.
Yeah. In losing games? Giants going to Giants. It would appear. And you want to avoid that if you're the Broncos. Time now for our keys to the game presented by Nova Home Loans. All right, Stink, how do you see it?
Just like you said, I mean, to me, don't read your press clippings. I mean, you got to go to work, and you got to understand that the Jaguars have talent. They're talented players. You're a better football team. You know, I think the big key to victory here for me, Mike, is to continue design of explosive plays. And how do you design explosive plays? Well, you do the little things, right? You get into your formations, you watch it, you make a team defend something three or four times, and you have that adjunct play off of that. And so it's almost like, here's something we're going to show you. Here's something we're going to show you again. Here's what we're going to show you again. And now we're going to get you. And I tell you what, I thought they did that exceptionally well, sticking with the running game, setting up some of those play actions that were big plays. If you can do that against Jacksonville, I think you'll be fine. I think you come away with a 10-plus point victory.
Those are your keys to the game presented by Nova Home Loans. We'll jump into the morning brew. Vic Fangio talks Bradley Chubb. Von Miller talks about the importance of getting sacks. Boy, we knew these guys were obsessed with sacks. I guess we never understood to what level. As Vaughn shared, and you'll hear coming up next, Denver Sports Station, Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your morning brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on.
He came out good. I'd say he got about somewhere between 12 and 15 plays. Did the individual work. Hope to do a little more with him today and see where he's at.
All right, there's Vic Fangio talking about Bradley Chubb, who was again listed as limited at practice. Watching some of the footage that media were allowed to shoot yesterday, he was stretching, and then he left, and he walked over, was spending some time with the trainers. I mean, this is one of those things you always hear. Hey, if it was a playoff game, he could play this week, right?
Right, yeah.
I get that he probably could go out and try to play, but Mark, it's too early in the season. He's too important. And I know you're not supposed to overlook anybody in the NFL, but come on, you do have to take into account who the opponent is. I wouldn't play him.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, Mike, I think you make a lot of sense. I mean, I think it's, you know, now depending upon how he feels the next couple of days, but then you got to travel too. And that's always one of those things. You know, we joked around while I was trying to lose weight that, you know, I came back from a plane, so I was retaining a little water. But there's truth to that. Like, especially when you're injured. Like, they would always, when I'd have a knee surgery, you know, and I was getting ready to play and we'd go on the road, man, they would wrap up your leg with those compression socks and everything else because they were always worried about, you know, the water retention, the swelling that you're going to retain on the plane. And so that's real. So I totally understand where you're at. Players want to play, but sometimes what you have to do is be the gatekeeper, right? As an organization, you got to say, hey, I know you want to play. I know you're close. I know you'd play well for us. I know in a limited role you'd be fine. But you know what? We'd rather have you 100% full go, you and Vaughn wreaking havoc for the last 14 games, than you to continue to nag, have a nagging injury. So I think that makes sense.
So when you travel with those dark compression socks, did you also wear open-toed sandals so you look like my grandfather on the beach? No, I don't wear. I have a couple of plain rules, Mike. There's things that you just don't. Anything. Nobody wants to see your feet on a plane.
Right.
Flip flops.
Amen.
Flip flops are an absolute no go. And listen, nobody wants to see your pits. If you walk on a plane with a tank top, somebody should punch you right in the face. Like we. Seriously, the airline should just like punch you in the face or make you put a shirt on. Nobody wants to see you. Oh, I gotta get up in my bag here and grab some jerky out, and here's my big hairy armpits. Nobody wants to see that.
No, you're right.
That's right. It stinks.
Airline decorum. People used to. Sorry to sound like a little rant here, but you know, people actually used to like dress nicely when they would go on the plane. Now, you're right. Seeing your pits. People sit down and jack the seat back and take their shoes off, and they're, you know, sitting there with their bare feet. I don't want to see your bare feet. Especially if you're a guy. Men have ugly feet. I don't want to see your feet.
Nobody should be subject to that. Then people going up to the bathroom in socks. I've seen people going to the bathroom in bare feet.
Yes.
You're an animal. What the hell is wrong with you? That's I've told you that's why I always leave a little pee on the floor of the bathroom. For those people. You're welcome.
Mark getting his revenge. Next on the Morning Brew.
It's just like basketball. You got to, the big man, he has to eat. Kobe and Shaq, you know, Shaq has to get his, Shaq is not going to be happy if he's not scoring points. Kobe's not going to be happy unless he's scoring points as well. So we got to develop we're already developing a relationship where we both can eat, and I feel confident, and I believe that we both can be able to get sacks, and we both can do things to make this team win and get sacks and do all the wonderful things that we do.
I do appreciate Vaughn's honesty, even though he's honest in a way that I don't think he understands. There might be a little bit of blowback. So he came out and admitted yesterday that, oh yeah, sacks are so important to me that I'll like lobby the NFL to take what was a half sack and give me a full sack and take it away from the teammate that I shared the sack with. Are you okay with that?
Yeah. I mean, listen, I just, like, that's a fight that I'm not going to fight. Here's all you have to know. Those guys drive me nuts. And I love Vaughn. I'm not saying that Vaughn drives me nuts. I'm saying watch a quarterback trip and fall down. And watch the free-for-all, frenetic effort that defensive linemen will give to be the first guy to touch him while he's on the ground. And they're leaping over people. I mean, they become contortionists to get there and get one hand on them so they can get that cheap sack. Oh, it's insane. So I hear exactly how those guys think. Here's the part though. Like in critical moments, critical game situations, because I know I've talked to Vaughn about this. You know, he'll jump off sides on purpose a couple times just to get guys antsy, and. I understand that, but there comes a time when you cannot be selfish in critical moments. And that's been one of the things that, you know, that I'll hold his feet to the fire on. Those are the things you can't do, but I understand it. And trust me, I understand the value of a sack, you know, mentally on the offense and putting people in third down and long situations. Those create turnovers.
Yeah. Let's not kid ourselves. It's how these guys get measured and how they get paid. You gotta have the sack numbers.
Oh yeah.
You gotta have the sack numbers.
Absolutely.
So I don't blame him. Don't blame him at all. Next on the Morning Brew.
From 48 and for a win. Snap good, hold good, kick up, flag down. Kick is no good, but there is a flag down. Hold on.
Looks like Washington celebrating a little bit.
They're saying offsides.
I think it is offsides.
Washington Football Team Radio, as they got a bailout, as the Giants jumped offside on what would have been the game-winning miss for the Giants. Instead, Hopkins gets another chance at it, drills it, and Washington wins the game. Very entertaining Monday night game, much more high-scoring than was anticipated. And all those rumors of Cam Newton perhaps reuniting with Ron Rivera in Washington. Why would you? And you got Taylor Heineke. How about this kid's story, huh?
How about him going back to college last year So he was in Carolina. I did a game where he played a lot in Carolina and just got the absolute snot beat out of him. And anyhow, so he bounced around. He was with Carolina, Ron, and then he got ended up getting cut, and he was out of work all up until like November of last year. He was back at school. And so, you know, in classes, you know, virtually in class doing his thing. He went to Old Dominion. I don't know if he's working on his master's or what, but he's a smart kid, and they call, and he comes out in the playoffs and plays really well. And I mean, it's a great story, and he's athletic. He's a smart kid. I'll tell you what, and he can sling it a little bit. So good for him.
One other note, very exciting news. The Indianapolis Colts are going to be featured in a version of in-season Hard Knocks. So you actually get to follow an NFL team in season. The whole preseason Hard Knocks thing, it's jumped the shark. I got no interest in it. It's the same old formula. It's boring. This needed a reboot. It needed to be recharged, rejuvenated. I love the idea of the in-season Hard Knocks. How about you?
I look at it from a player standpoint. It would drive me crazy, Mike. I don't want people around. I want to be able to do my stuff. And I want to, you know, I want to mess with people in secret.
Right. Can you imagine the thermometer story on Hard Knocks?
Oh, my God. It would be beautiful.
Can you imagine Lepsis and Nalen on Hard Knocks?
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That'd be good TV. I mean, you want to put the cone of silence over everything. I'm just telling you, it'd be great TV.
It would be great TV. It would also be, you know, I mean, it would also be an invasion of stupidity privacy.
You want to be able to be stupid in private. I get it. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Cecil Lammy! Always listen to Cecil Lammy. He joins us coming up next. Denver Sports Station, Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Really good point there, Cecil.
Don't ever cut off Cecil like that.
Are you kidding me? It's the highlight of our week when we get a chance to talk to Cecil Lammy from Nick and Cecil fame.
Oh, yeah.
He joins us now. Cecil, how would you approach Bradley Chubb this week? Even if he wanted to play, would you sit him out?
Yeah, and I mean, reports say that he's been wanting to play for some time, but you need him for the Ravens game. You need him for the long haul. So I know every team is tough in the NFL, and nobody's a gimme. Jacksonville's kind of a gimme. So I hold him out of this game, even if he really, really wants to play. I mean, maybe if he's, very persuasive, then you throw him in for a few snaps, but nah, you don't really need him. Let Malik Reed, let Jonathan Cooper pick up the slack, and just make sure that Chubb is healthy for the rest of the season. Make sure that he's healthy when you're playing games against teams that you want to be against if you make a run to the postseason. So the Baltimore game in week 4, if that's Bradley Chubb's season debut, I'm fine with that.
Hey, Cecil, when you go back, and I know you always go back and look, you watch the game, you go back and rewatch the game, just takeaways that you were most impressed with what the Broncos were able to do against the Giants in week 1.
Yeah, most impressed with the stick-to-itiveness. I think that's one of your words, Stink, right?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Of the ground game, because you look early on, what was Melvin Gordon, Javonte Williams averaging, like 3 yards a carry? Early on,
yeah,
but
yes.
You stick with it. And as you stick with it, then you break off a 70-yarder. Now the day looks great. So I like that because I was afraid that maybe this team wouldn't have success on the ground because teams are going to treat Denver the same way. They're going to stack the box and stuff the run. They're going to dare Teddy Bridgewater to beat him. And Teddy Bridgewater did beat him. So I expect that to happen against Jacksonville. So it was good to see the fact that they would have that sound mind to stick with the ground game. As far as defensively goes, I like what I saw from most everyone. I agree with you, Stink, on the call that Alexander Johnson pretty much caused that Sterling Shepard touchdown. I know people have been smearing a Patrick Surtain. That seems to be a thing now because he was in trail coverage. Well, the rookie expected the linebacker to be at the landmark, and he wasn't there, so it led to a touchdown. Of course, we saw what Shepard did last night. He's a talented player. Watch out for Laviska Shenault this week. I think in writing my game plan, he's the most dangerous of this Jaguars team. Again, if they use him properly, he could give the Broncos fifth on Sunday.
See, so when it comes to your draft preparation, you have extensive dossiers on everybody. When you put yours together on Trevor Lawrence, do you feel he is an absolute sure thing, or do you have any small concerns?
Not necessarily. Now, I hate to say that. It was like when, well, Deshaun Watson came out of Clemson, I was like, he's pretty perfect. I worry about his lower body, you know, worry about those knee injuries. With Trevor Lawrence, you just want to get him in the right fit, and that's the problem. I think Trevor Lawrence is like Andrew Luck, where you go, okay, he's a can't miss prospect. Now, what do you do with him? The Colts ruined Andrew Luck. I'm still mad about that. I'll be mad about that for my whole life because as a football fan, we all missed out on what Andrew Luck was supposed to be because Andy didn't treat him the right way. I'm not getting great feelings about Urban Meyer. I know the word around Jacksonville and having people around the team tell me, like, yeah, veterans are kind of rolling their eyes already at Urban Meyer. So for me, like, don't ruin him if you're Urban Meyer, because Urban Meyer's not there for the long haul. Like, get him out of there, get somebody else in, and I hate to say that after one game, but seriously, that's what it comes down to. Who finds the right fit for Trevor Lawrence, because that kid is special.
All right, speaking of draft dossiers, our man Mark Schlereth is going to be taking on Eagles coach Nick Sirianni in a game of horse. And I'm curious, Paxton Lynch fashioned himself as a basketball player. As part of your pre-draft dossier on Lynch, did you have a breakdown of his basketball game?
Yes, I did, actually. But because he wore too many wristbands, right? This was the thing. He was maybe not as awkward as Brock Osweiler, but there's a limit on the amount of wristbands that you can wear. When Paxton, they already had the headband, right? But then he would go with like a couple wristbands on the same wrist. And to me, I downgraded him for that. I just thought that was ridiculous. And that's why, you know, he didn't grade very highly with basketball.
All right.
Yeah, it's official. That works.
Official, that works. Welcome to the club. That's your first ever Paxton Lynch smear. That's probably the first time you've ever smeared Paxton, because boy, you loved Paxton back in the day, didn't you?
Yeah, well, hey, had a first round grade on him. And what's funny is when you think back on it, the three teams that liked him the most, the Cowboys, the Chiefs, and the Broncos. Boy, history would look a lot different if the Broncos had Dak Prescott or Pat Mahomes, huh?
Yeah, and the Chiefs had Paxton Lynch. Okay, thank you, Cecil.
Be good, fellas.
There you go, Cecil Lammy.
Cecil Lammy, presented by Golden Oak Lending.
Man, Mark, you leaving early like this is just making for a very hectic hour. It is time. This is the only time we can do it with you. It's time for the prediction.
Prediction? Yes, prediction.
Pain. The Denver Broncos pick of the week is presented by King Soopers, the official grocery sponsor of the Denver Broncos. We've had to jam everything in this hour. So as you get ready to leave to head off to the Eagles facility, give us your pick for this weekend.
Oh, I think the Broncos. I mean, I think, one, just building off of last week's win, their combination on defense, the symbiotic relationship between pass coverage and rush, I think you'll see that on full display. I think they're going to get after Trevor Lawrence, create a couple of interceptions, create a couple of turnovers. And offensively, I think they'll plot. I mean, I think they'll run the ball. I think they'll set up their play action. I think they'll do what they did last week. Just be patient, execute well, and come away with a big victory. I think, again, it's going to be let's call it 31-13. That type of, I think it's going to be a big, I think it'll eventually be close at first, you know, as it always is, because you start, I guess it's always close at first because you start.
Yeah, it starts 0-0, Mark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's like saying, you know, we want to start fast. Really? I mean, has the coach ever come in here and goes, hey guys, here's what the plan is. We're going to lull these sons of guns to sleep. All right, we're going to start slow, lull them to sleep. It's called the lullaby offense. We're going to lullaby them, and then, boom, we're going to get them.
They'll never know what hit them.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, yeah. It'll start close. Right off the opening kickoff is going to be as close as it could be, 0-0. And then, it'll be one of those where they build, and then the next thing you know, there's a floodgate, right?
Well, have fun with Nick Sirianni. It sounds like he's going to be a good sport about all this. So
rock, paper, scissors. Let's see how competitive you are.
Have fun and enjoy talking to him, to Jalen Hurts and the rest of the Eagles. Enjoy your weekend in Philadelphia. Don't let those mean fans get to you. And we'll talk to you on, well, Sunday before the game. And then, of course, Monday morning, you'll be right back here.
I'm good with the Philly fans. The Philly fans, they're not like New York fans. You know, the New York fans are fake tough fans. Philly fans are actually really tough. Like, they're good. They're like, hey man, if they stink and you say they stink and we agree with you, you're like part of the crew.
By the way, it's not for our benefit, but if I could recommend a phrase that pays for you to work in, you got to work in liquid cheese. Just liquid cheese.
Like liquid cheese they put on them cheesesteaks here.
That's right. I love liquid cheese. Okay. Yeah. All right. Have a good weekend, my friend.
All right. Later,
there goes Mark Schlereth off to
see you later.
Philadelphia preparation, which means sliding in out of the bullpen. I just tapped the right arm. Nick Ferguson ready to sit, and we just went from Cecil to Nick taking over the mornings. Nick joins me. Coming up next, Denver's Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.